It's time for Marty Lori's greatest games in Giants history.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie
on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to April the 2nd of 2014. It is in Arizona, and the Giants, it's game three against the Diamondbacks. They are 1-1 on the year, but it is the first start for right-hander Tim Hudson.
Put on the Giants uniform and, you know, represent a city that's really awesome. It was something that was definitely a privilege and an honor. You know, I couldn't have picked a better organization, a better city to close out my career with.
And Tim Hudson goes on to be a big contributor for the Giants in 2014, but this was his debut as a San Francisco Giant. 19,357 at Chase Field. Here's the lineups. For the Giants, it's Angel Pagan, Brandon Belt, Sandoval, Posey, Pence, Mike Morse, Crawford, Adrianza, and Hudson. For the Diamondbacks, Geraldo Parra, Hill, Goldschmidt, Prado, Montero, Trumbo, Pennington, Campagna, and Trevor Cahill on the hill against Tim Hudson. Chris, Tim Hudson was a competitor, and when it's all said and done in his major league career, which lasted 2 years in San Francisco, 222 major league wins, 133 losses. He was one of the great competitors of all time, but this was his first start as a Giant.
You mentioned competitor and Tim Hudson. It's almost redundant to say that, Marty. He really was a competitor, and with that record, he's going to get some Hall of Fame votes when the time comes around. People will remember that competitive spirit he had. If there was anything he brought the Giants, it might have been more off the field, because he was able to tutor some of the Giants' younger pitchers, you know, besides occasionally showing them how it was done. And this was one of those days where he was more than instructive for his teammates.
Hudson retires the first nine Diamondbacks to face him before Geraldo Parra gets a base hit in the fourth inning, but hasn't given up in a run. The Giants though break through in the fifth inning, and Crawford pops up to second, Adrianza walks, and here's Hudson, the consummate major league player, lays down the sacrifice bunt, moves him over, and then Angel Pagan comes through with a base hit off Cahill, and it's 1-0 Giants. In the sixth, Sandoval grounds out to first, Posey a base hit, Pence a fielder's choice, Posey's gone, but Michael Morse comes through with a double, and I could just see him on second base clapping his hands and being so excited, and that drives in Pence to make it 2-0. Blanco runs for Morse, but Crawford strikes out. Now, this is Bruce Bochy at his best, and this is what Hudson can do. He takes the Giants into the eighth inning. The Diamondbacks get a runner on second with two out and a lefty coming up, Geraldo Parra, who was always trouble. They bring in Javier Lopez, and boom, Parra is gone on a fielder's choice. Lopez goes to the dugout. The Giants get out of the jam. In the ninth inning, it is Sergio Romo. This is 2014. Comes in to save it. And 1-2-3, Hill, Prado, Goldschmidt. And that is the end of the game. Tim Hudson wins his first game as a Giant, 2-0.
Started the season out on the right step. We're pitching really well. We're hitting really well. You know, it's nice when things are going well and you're winning ball games. It's a lot of fun to get to the park every day and come to work. Obviously, the city's awesome. Fans are great. Been a great fit so far.
Giants, 2 runs, 6 hits, an error. Arizona, no runs, 3 hits, no errors, only 2 hours, 49 minutes. Hudson, 7 2/3, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, 7 strikeouts. Chris, that year he went 189 innings, 31 starts, and he went 9-13 for the Giants. Another big game in the career of Tim Hudson. The Giants, of course, as we'll talk in a second, go on in the playoffs, and we know how it ends up in Kansas City. But they don't win the division. They lose by 6 games to the Dodgers. But good things were ahead for the Giants, and it really started with Tim Hudson against the Nationals and when he matched up with Zimmerman in the first game.
Good point, Marty. You could also say that the whole season began with Tim Hudson pitching excellent baseball like that, because he did. He made the All-Star team that year. He had a fabulous first half. And yes, probably due to his age, he started to wear down a little bit in the second half of the season. But that did not dilute manager Bruce Bochy's faith in him. You know, Bochy figured if he wanted anybody to have a key postseason start, it would be Hudson. And despite his second half problems, he was able to get it going for one more big game there.
Tim Hudson also pitched the home opener for the Giants, and it was the same matchup with Trevor Cahill. Giants won that one 7-3. That was on April the 8th. Hudson went 8 innings in that one. 7 hits, only 2 earned runs, didn't walk anybody.
I was excited to put on the Giants uniform and breaking camp out here in Arizona against the Diamondbacks, and had a good start to my 2 year time here in San Francisco, and then you had a chance to go back home and pitch against them in San Francisco. It was the start of a couple really awesome years for us.
But Chris, as you say, that game against Washington, the 18 inning game where Belt hit the home run, he went 7 1/3, 7 hits, a run, no walks, 8 strikeouts, and Zimmerman, thank goodness they took him out after 8 2/3, and the Giants tied it up and eventually won it in 18 innings. But as you said earlier, beating Pittsburgh, Washington, and St. Louis, and then Game 7, Hudson started. He was out of there early, but he was chosen to start Game 7 for the Giants against Kansas City.
Well, we know what happened the rest of Game 7 there in Kansas City. Madison Bumgarner, who I think was somewhat influenced by Tim Hudson, you know, his tough demeanor and all that. Madison was plenty tough before that, but getting to know Tim Hudson, I think, helped Madison maybe mature just that much more. Look at what Madison did that whole year in the regular season and, of course, the postseason when he set record after record. And in that Game 7 you mentioned, got the save, I guess, with those 5 innings of scoreless relief. The Giants, I do remember, Marty, really wanted to win that Game 7 for Tim Hudson, not just for themselves, but for Tim. That's how much respect had grown to have for him, but just wasn't in the cards.
Giants win that World Series, and Hudson's career ends the next year, but 222 Major League wins. But it all started as a Giant on April 2nd, 2014.
You know, so much history and so much success with this organization over the last couple of years that, you know, you just knew that they were committed to winning, and it was an even year. So obviously everybody knows what was going on during the even years at that time. So luckily we was able to go out there and have a great 2014.
And an outstanding game for him against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So that's why we chose it as another great game in Giants franchise history. Back next week with more Marty Lurie and Chris Haft of MLB.com.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.